This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 138 Biography of Dan Sullivan, the Senator from Alaska. General Information. Daniel Scott Sullivan, commonly known as Dan Sullivan, is a prominent American politician serving as the junior United States Senator from Alaska since 2015. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been involved in various aspects of public service, including military service, law, and state government. Born on November 13, 1964, in Fairview Park, Ohio, Sullivan has made significant contributions to Alaskan politics, focusing on issues like energy, national security, and economic development. Early life and education. Dan Sullivan was born into a family with a strong military background. His father served in the U.S. Army. This upbringing instilled in him a sense of duty and patriotism which would later influence his career choices. He attended Culver Military Academy in Indiana for high school, where he was exposed to a disciplined environment that prepared him for future challenges. After high school, Sullivan pursued higher education at Harvard University, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in economics. His time at Harvard was marked by his involvement in various student organizations and his initial interest in public policy. Following his undergraduate studies, Sullivan attended Georgetown University Law Center, where he obtained his Juris Doctor degree. His legal education was pivotal, providing him with the tools to navigate the complexities of law and policy. Additionally, Sullivan furthered his education with a Master of Science in Foreign Service from Georgetown University, enhancing his understanding of international relations and diplomacy. Early career. After completing his education, Dan Sullivan's career began in the legal field, where he worked as an attorney at the law firm of Williams & Connolly in Washington, D.C. Here, he honed his legal skills, dealing with high-profile cases that prepared him for future public service roles. In 1993, Sullivan joined the U.S. Department of Justice as an assistant U.S. attorney for the District of Alaska, where he prosecuted cases involving white-collar crime, environmental law, and public corruption. His commitment to public service led him to join the U.S. Marine Corps in 1993, where he served as a judge advocate. His military service included deployments to the Middle East, where he was involved in legal support for military operations. After his military service, Sullivan returned to Alaska, where he served in various state government roles. He was appointed as the Alaska Attorney General in 2009 by Governor Sarah Palin, a position he held until 2010. Following his tenure as Attorney General, Sullivan was appointed Commissioner of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, where he focused on energy policy, land management, and resource development. Election history. Dan Sullivan's political career took a significant turn when he decided to run for the U.S. Senate in 2014. He entered a highly competitive primary, which he won, setting the stage for a challenging general election against the incumbent, Mark Begich. The 2014 election was closely watched, with Sullivan campaigning on issues like energy independence, economic growth, and national security. He managed to secure a narrow victory, winning 47.96% of the vote compared to Begich's 45.83%. Since his election, Sullivan has been re-elected once, in 2020, where he faced Al Gross, an independent candidate. Despite a strong challenge, Sullivan won with 53.9% of the vote, demonstrating his growing support among Alaskans. Political stances. Dan Sullivan is known for his conservative stances, particularly on economic and energy policies. He advocates for the development of Alaska's natural resources, including oil and gas, to boost the state's economy and reduce reliance on foreign energy. On national security, Sullivan supports a strong military and has been vocal about the need for robust defense spending. His military background informs his views on foreign policy, where he often emphasizes the importance of a strong U.S. presence globally. Regarding environmental issues, while Sullivan supports resource development, he also acknowledges the need for responsible stewardship of Alaska's vast wilderness. He has worked on legislation aimed at balancing economic development with environmental conservation. In terms of social issues, Sullivan holds traditional conservative views. He has been critical of policies that he believes undermine traditional family values or expand government overreach into personal lives. On healthcare, Sullivan has supported efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, arguing for market-based solutions that he believes would provide better care at lower costs. His legislative efforts also include significant work on veterans affairs, pushing for better healthcare and benefits for those who have served in the military, reflecting his own experiences and commitments. Dan Sullivan, the senator from Alaska, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep connection to the state, having served in various capacities that directly impact Alaskans' lives. Before his election to the Senate, Sullivan was the Alaska Attorney General and Commissioner of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, roles that gave him firsthand experience with the state's unique challenges and opportunities. His military background also plays a crucial role in his support base. As a colonel in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserves, Sullivan has served in both Iraq and Afghanistan, earning him respect for his service and understanding of national security issues, which are paramount in a state with strategic military importance like Alaska. This experience resonates with many Alaskans who value military service and understand the importance of having a senator who can advocate effectively for defense-related issues. Sullivan's advocacy for Alaska's natural resources is another pillar of his support. He has been a vocal proponent for responsible resource development, which is vital for Alaska's economy. His efforts to open up areas like the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR, for oil and gas exploration have been seen as a move to bolster economic growth and reduce dependency on foreign oil, aligning with the interests of many Alaskans who see resource development as key to their economic future. On the environmental front, while Sullivan supports resource development, he also advocates for a balanced approach that includes conservation. His stance on issues like sustainable fishing and the protection of Alaska's vast wilderness areas appeals to those who wish to see the state's natural beauty preserved while still benefiting economically from its resources. This nuanced position helps him bridge divides between environmentalists and industry supporters. Moreover, Sullivan's engagement with local communities through town halls and direct communication has built a rapport with Alaskans. He is known for his accessibility, often making himself available to discuss issues directly with constituents, which fosters a sense of representation and accountability. This personal touch is particularly valued in a state where distances are vast and personal connections can be hard to maintain. His legislative efforts also reflect a commitment to Alaskan issues. From pushing for infrastructure improvements to advocating for better healthcare access in remote areas, Sullivan's legislative record shows a focus on improving the quality of life for Alaskans. His work on the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, for instance, has directly influenced policies that benefit Alaska's transportation and communication infrastructure. Lastly, Sullivan's bipartisan approach in the Senate has won him favor among those who are tired of partisan gridlock. He has worked across the aisle on issues like veterans affairs, where he has co-sponsored bills with Democrats, demonstrating a willingness to find common ground for the benefit of his state and country. This pragmatic approach to politics is refreshing to many Alaskans who prioritize results over party lines. One of the primary reasons people do not support Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska is his stance on environmental issues. Alaska, known for its vast and pristine wilderness, has a population that is deeply concerned with conservation and the sustainable use of natural resources. Senator Sullivan has often been criticized for his support of policies that favor oil and gas drilling in sensitive areas like the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR. His advocacy for expanding drilling rights is seen by many as a direct threat to the state's natural heritage and wildlife, which are not only ecological treasures but also significant for tourism and local subsistence living. Another significant point of contention is Sullivan's alignment with national Republican policies that many Alaskans feel do not represent their interests. Alaska has a unique political landscape where issues like land rights, Native Alaskan sovereignty, and federal land management are paramount. His votes on issues like healthcare, where he supported efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, have been met with resistance from constituents who rely on these services, particularly in rural areas where healthcare access is already limited. This disconnect between his legislative actions and the needs of his constituents has fostered a sense of alienation among voters. Senator Sullivan's approach to economic development has also drawn criticism. While he champions job creation through resource extraction, many Alaskans argue that this focus is too narrow and overlooks the potential for sustainable economic growth through renewable energy, tourism, and other less invasive industries. His support for traditional industries like fishing and mining often comes with conditions that favor large corporations over local and small-scale operations, which are the backbone of many Alaskan communities. This corporate-first approach is seen as undermining the state's diverse economic fabric. Furthermore, Sullivan's foreign policy stances, particularly his hawkish views on military engagement, have not always resonated well with Alaskans. Given Alaska's strategic military importance, there's a nuanced view on defense spending and international relations. His support for increased military spending and his positions on conflicts like those in the Middle East are often at odds with a populace that values peace and sees military expenditure as potentially diverting funds from critical domestic issues like education and infrastructure. This has led to a perception that he prioritizes national security over local needs. Lastly, there's a growing sentiment that Senator Sullivan lacks the grassroots engagement that many Alaskans expect from their representatives. His visibility in local issues, especially those not directly tied to his legislative agenda, seems lacking to some. There's a feeling that he's more focused on national politics and less on the day-to-day concerns of Alaskans, which includes everything from rural broadband access to the cost of living adjustments for state employees. This perceived disconnect contributes significantly to the lack of support he receives from various segments of the Alaskan population. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.